1.
Johnson & Johnson has delayed the rollout of its COVID vaccine in Europe after regulators in the United States recommended suspending its use there because of safety concerns. 6 people who'd had the jab in the US have developed rare and severe blood clots. All were women between 18 and 48. One has died, another is critically ill. The jab has so far been given to almost 7 million Americans.
2.
The UK has taken a big step back to normality with the easing of different lockdown restrictions in each of the home nations. The most significant changes have been in England, where large swathes of the economy have reopened. For the first time in months, pubs, restaurants and cafes have been able to serve customers outside, and shops classed as non-essential have thrown up the shutters, with some large stores attracting long queues from early this morning.
3.
As recently as February, ministers were playing down the prospect of vaccine passports in England. But tomorrow, the Prime Minister will confirm COVID status certificates are being developed and will be tested in the coming weeks. They will show whether you've had the vaccine, a recent negative test, or have natural immunity based on having had the virus in the previous 6 months. The government believes COVID passports will be most useful for mass spectator events. The scheme will be piloted at the FA Cup final at Wembley in May. Dozens of MPs have expressed reservations in the last few days.
4.
Professor Ivan Brown is the Director of Public Health in Leicester.
This is still a challenging time for us all. COVID has not gone away. The vaccination programme helps us, of course it does. But actually, what I want to see is making sure that we realise that this is not a free pass. This isn't a sort of free-for-all. We've got to learn the lessons of the past and make sure that that step of caution is taken as we start to ease along the roadmap.
5.
Care homes for older people have been particularly hard hit by COVID-19 with a high number of deaths. That's why so much is riding on staff having vaccinations, which will protect them and the vulnerable people they work with. Experts say 80% of staff in a home need to have jabs to provide the minimum level of protection against an outbreak. The issue divides the care sector. Barchester, one of the largest providers, plans to make jabs mandatory. Others say giving information and talking to staff is improving take-up. They also ask whether vaccinations will be required for other health and care workers.
6.
But with case numbers now relatively low, attention is focusing on the emergence of variants, such as the ones originally found in South Africa and Brazil, which may be partially resistant to vaccines. And the discovery of 77 cases in the UK of a variant first detected in India could also be a cause for concern, according to an advisor to the World Health Organization. Professor Paul Hunter from the University of East Anglia told The World at One that the Indian variant might also be partially vaccine resistant.
7.
The update to the NHS COVID-19 app was supposed to go live to coincide with the relaxation of lockdown rules in England and Wales. It would have allowed users who had tested positive for the virus to upload details of venues where they had scanned a barcode to register visits over the previous few days. If several infected people had visited the same location, warnings could then have been sent to others to look out for any symptoms of the virus. But to use the privacy-focused Apple and Google technology on which the app depends, the government had to agree last year not to collect any location data. It seems the app team believed that as users would have to opt in to sharing their location history, the new feature would be allowed through by the tech giants.
8.
The Danish Health Authority admitted this was a difficult decision, given that the AstraZeneca jab is both readily available and effective. Officials described the risk of a rare blood clot as slight, but said it was one they felt they didn't need to take. They pointed out that they have the virus under control in Denmark and have other vaccines to use, such as Pfizer and Moderna. AstraZeneca said vaccine programmes were a matter for each country to decide, and they respected Denmark's decision.